Hello, everyone, and welcome to the sixth episode of Study Busters. A study tip for the day is to write things out. Research shows that your brain retains information better if you write it out. Hello, my name is Mark Blaze. Today, we will be discussing different study tactics for students to use when they are planning on transferring to a four-year university. Today, we have Tom Yurkovic on the show. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
Good. Tom is a former Pierce College student who transferred to Cal State Northridge and graduated just last week with a degree in commercial and media music composition. Congratulations on the graduation. That's a big accomplishment.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
What was the hardest part about achieving your degree?
Let's think. I really liked being in school because I liked my major a lot. I think that the hardest part was probably just going through, like, the general ed classes you don't really want to take. I mean, everyone's got to take them, but, like, I'm not a big math guy, so probably any time I had to take a math class, that was the hardest part.
And you took general ed classes here at Pierce College?
Yeah, so I finished up. I went to another, another city college, like, right when I turned 18, down in Orange County, but I finished up all my gen ed here, so.
Awesome. When did you first know that you wanted to study commercial media music composition?
You know, funny story, because actually when I was here at Pierce College, I was in the orchestra, and I've been in orchestra like my whole life, play the string bass. And it was funny because this orchestra here is crazy small, probably, I don't know, 20 members in it, which is small for an orchestra. And so I was transferring to CSUN. And I was intending to be like a music performance major. I was going to play in a symphony and do that. And then, so when I went there and I had my orientation, I was like looking at their other available majors. And I was like, wait a minute, what is this one? And so it was the commercial and media music composition. And so that's for making music for film and TV and all sorts of different things. And I was like, that's what I've always wanted to do because I love movies. I love film scoring. And so I found out that I wanted to do that major than in the counselor's office. So
that's awesome. Have you had any experience doing that before for like a movie or something?
I mean, I like a lot of music that doesn't have words. That's just music, like a lot of classical music. And I mean, I didn't really have experience like watching video and then making music to it. So that was a learning experience for me. But, you know, I've been composing music for, I don't know, for a while. So, I mean, I had some experience in writing music, but never for, you know, video or visual things.
That's awesome. You said you like classical music. A lot of kids these days don't really listen to the classical stuff. What's your favorite classical artist?
Okay, well, that's a broad question because for full orchestra and everything, I mean, gotta go Mozart, Tchaikovsky. I mean, Beethoven, those are like the three biggest ones. But then like Chopin for individual piano, it's just the, like probably overall he's the best, just the coolest melodies and everything like that.
Awesome. What interests you about that field? Just the fact that you do like making the music without the sound?
Well, I mean, I love movies and I think it's just cool that somebody wrote a song and like, the music doesn't like tell you how to think, but it just like amplifies how you're feeling when you're watching something. So it's like, think about like Two Towers, and then, you know, they're about to die in Helm's Deep, and then Gandalf comes down that thing, and it's like that crazy moment. Like I'm getting goosebumps thinking about it because it's so cool. And so it's like getting to write that music that like amplifies that whole moment is like the coolest thing. So, I mean, I love film, and so just trying to be part of that is, you know, think what I'm best suited for.
Yeah, I mean, what would movies be without the music to bring in the drama?
Yeah, exactly.
Dramatic or like, intensity.
Or like, you know what I mean, if you watch Star Wars without music, it's like, it's cool, but it's not the same. You know, the music like amps it up.
All right, what type of classes did you have to take for a commercial and media music composition degree?
So you have to take, I mean, when you're a music major at CSUN, there's all general classes that all music majors have to take. So you have to be able to you have to take like 2 years of keyboard musicianship, or like 4 semesters, I should say. So everyone has to be able to play the keyboard or piano, unless you're a pianist, but that's different. And then you have to take like musicianship, which is like you are learning how to do like the do, re, mi, the solfege stuff. And then everyone has to take harmony. So there's like general ed classes for music that you have to take. But then for commercial and media, we just call it like media comp, is like kind of our shorthand. But for that, you have to take classes like, there's one that's called Intro to Media Composition, which is like film scoring. So you get like footage from the teacher of just like a short scene with no music in it. And, you know, it's got like the time code rolling on it, and you just have to write music for it. So those scenes get longer and longer, and it really, he teaches you how to write, like, so the first semester of that is, you know, he teaches you how to write different things and like emulate different composers. And then the second one was different like genres. So we did like you do like a horror movie thing, like a drama, action. And so that's one of the classes. But then there's things like, you know, basics recording. There's one class called it's called Studio Ensemble. So that was more of arranging than writing. So we had like a full orchestra, so string, brass, wind section, and then you just take a song, like a pop song, and then you arrange it for this whole group. So you write like 50 parts, but you could do it with like 24 karat magic, whatever that Bruno Mars song is someone did. What's it called? 24 karat magic. I don't know.
No idea.
Anyway, so yeah, so that was a really cool class. Teaches you how to write parts for different people and things like that.
What was your favorite class?
So I liked harmony, which is like music theory. And that was probably the hardest class, but it's like a good challenging. So it's the hardest because you get it wrong so much. Like you keep messing up, and that's how you learn not to do it.
Not to do it.
But it's like, it's kind of like doing a puzzle where you're like, I need to get from this chord to this chord. How can I write something cool that does that? And it's just like, there's like a serious learning curve with that where you don't know anything at first, and then you learn more and more, and everything is based off of what you learned. So
that's awesome.
Good class, yeah.
So when you said you found your major right in the counselor's office, when you were at Pierce College, what did you think you were going to do?
Well, I knew that I wanted to transfer to a university, and I knew that Pierce had like a good transfer rate, so I wanted to stay local here in the Valley, and CSUN seemed like a good music school, and it turned out they're actually an excellent music school. But I wanted to transfer, and like I knew that I was good at playing music, like with the orchestra. So I was initially just going to do that, and I wound up looking for a different major when I got there, because I realized that as a music performance major, if you transfer, then you have to take lessons for 4 years. So 8 semesters worth of lesson to graduate with that degree. And so I was looking for other alternatives so that I could, you know, do it in 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I mean, I was looking for composition and, you know, music business, things like that. But then I just found that one. So that's why it worked out.
That's awesome. As a Pierce College student, what was the transfer process like for you? What's like the different things you have to do to be able to transfer to a 4-year degree, for your university, Muppet?
Well, the first thing I did, because there are some gaps in my academic record, and so I had to make sure that I got all my transcripts to a counselor here. That was the first thing I did before I registered for classes, and then, you know, had them look through them, be like, take this class, take this class, this is what you need, this is what you need to transfer. And so, I mean, when I got to Pierce, when I got to CSUN, I still had to do 2 of my gen ed classes, but I mean, I just did them really quickly. But so the first thing I had to do was talk to the counselor and get them to, you know, figure out where I was at academically. And so once I did that, I just enrolled for classes, and then the counselor told me, you need to apply by X date. And so I applied, and then when you apply to I don't know if it's all Cal State schools, but it was for Northridge, where you say, these are the classes I finished, and here are the classes that are in progress. So I told them all of these classes that I was currently enrolled in. And, I mean, I was lucky that I got accepted before I had even finished them, but it was like a conditional acceptance. So you will be admitted to this school as long as you do finish these classes and you pass them.
All right. That's awesome. What would you say was the hardest part about the process?
Kind of going back to what I said earlier, it's hard to take general ed classes that you don't have an interest in. I mean, that's just kind of the way our education system's set up. You have to, and I'm not saying it's bad that you need to learn a lot of things, but sometimes I think that you have to go too far into a field that you don't have any interest in and that you won't use. And not that any of them are bad, but if it doesn't help me for what I'm preparing for in the future, then, like, it's just kind of silly that you have to take it. So I guess it was just having to take some of the general ed classes here that weren't, like, practical.
Would you change it if you could?
I mean, no, now, because, like, I'm very happy with where I am, and, you know, and, like, it's funny, I'm about to immediately contradict myself, because I'm glad that I did learn the things in those classes, and, you know, they are helpful. So, yeah, I wouldn't change anything, because I think more knowledge is good, regardless of what it's on.
That's awesome. All right. So, what was a part of the transfer process that kind of surprised you?
The part that surprised me was the when I got that letter that said I was conditionally accepted. Because not that I was expecting to get declined, but I was just amazed that they're like, yeah, if you're coming from Pierce to CSUN, then we're going to accept you as long as you finish these things. You know, you don't need a crazy high GPA. You don't need to have everything finished. I don't know the exact rate, but I know that they do take a pretty fair number of students from Pierce over to CSUN. So I was just kind of surprised with being accepted that quickly, even though I hadn't had everything finished yet.
That's awesome. Did you apply to any other schools other than Cal State Northridge?
Yeah, I also got into San Francisco State, and I was going to go up there because, you know, gotta love the Bay.
Yeah. My hometown.
Yeah, exactly, dude. Love San Francisco. But it was either go up to San Francisco and do that, or be here in the Valley, be pretty close to family. You know, I got a lot of friends around here. I was going to move into, like, a place with some friends. And so it was like either have this plan that is definitely solid and will work and stay here in the Valley, or go up to San Francisco and do that. So I'm like, you know, I'm just going to make the, not like the smarter choice, but just the choice that just has the least moving parts.
More planned out.
Exactly. So that's why I chose this one.
Yeah. Do you think that because you were applying from a junior college and not just straight out of high school, you were your transcript was looked at a little bit differently by the four-year universities?
Yeah, because, I mean, I feel like it was, but also yes and no. I don't know. Because some people go to junior college to take care of the classes so that they don't have to pay as much money once they get to a university. Totally fair. Some people, like me, go to a city college because they messed up a lot in high school and they're trying to just build that back. So, I mean, it was looked at differently because, you know, it was, like, older than most of the people that are here. And then just because I had bad grades on my transcript. But I think that they also look at, you know, improvement. So it's like, yeah, my grades were bad, but then say I got like a D in a class and then I retook it and I got an A. Like, that's a good sign. So
yeah,
I think they may have looked at it differently, but not necessarily in a negative way.
Okay. Did you always plan on transferring to a four-year university, or did you think you'd just possibly graduate with a degree from Pierce or go back to City College?
Yeah, I thought about it. But I did want to get to a university.
Why?
I mean, I wanted to have a bachelor's degree. And, like, it's weird. My dad, he's one of 9 kids in his family. So a big family. And he was the first one of all I actually think he's the only one of all of them that went to college. I mean, this is back in the day, everyone didn't go to school. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't as necessary, but, you know, it's kind of like a family thing where it's like I wanted to make them proud. And then also, like, just kind of in today's world, that's, it feels like the college degree is like the new high school diploma. Like, yeah. It's hard to get jobs places if you don't have a degree. Even if it's not in that field, like, you know, you just want to have that and pad your stats.
Yeah, just need the degree. It's kind of what the world has come to, is just like, you need a college degree to be able to be competitive.
Yeah, it's a competitive world, so.
Do you think going to junior college, specifically Pierce College, helped or hurt you overall in your college experience?
No, it definitely helped me. Cause,
why so?
I mean, this was a, whenever you go somewhere to, I mean, for lack of a better word, like restart, or, you know, just to take another shot at it, it's good because you're trying. And so, for me to come here, it was great because I was able to, you know, totally boost my GPA here, take care of classes that I would otherwise have to pay, you know,
thousands for.
Exactly, significant money for. And, you know, I was just here because I was motivated and I wanted to finish. So I think Pierce was great for me.
If you could do it over again, would you still come to Pierce or would you go straight to the four-year university?
We'll see again. I like where I am now, but then there's the part of me that like wishes I kind of had the regular college experience where like, hey, go and you live in the dorms and you're like this nerdy freshman and you don't know anything. And then, you know, you make friends and then you all walk together. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that's like the kind of the cliche, but also just like the thing. So there's part of me that wishes I finished it when I was younger, but I mean, I wouldn't change where I am now.
That's great. Do you think all kids should go to junior college or before going to a four-year university?
No, I don't think all kids should. I mean, I don't even think that all kids should go to college. If you're trying to do a job that doesn't require a college degree, then I don't think that you should waste the money, personally. Mm-hmm. I think that it's great that it's offered for people in my situation that are trying to, you know, climb back up. And then also for saving money, because, I mean, especially if you're out of state, like, it's still expensive to be here, but it's crazy expensive at a university. So,
yeah,
like, it's a great thing for people to save money and get the same credits. But I don't think that everyone should do it. I mean, some people, they should just go. Some people are meant to be, like, way ahead, you know? So they go, they finish in 3 years. They have their doctorate by the time they're, like, 28, so.
That's crazy. But, what was the biggest difference between Pierce College classes and Cal State Northridge classes? Which one was harder?
Well,
which one was easier?
The thing is, I only took, the only music class I took here was that orchestra class. Mm-hmm. And the difference was that it was tiny. Like, it didn't seem as serious, and it didn't seem as, like, these people are here to play music. It was, I mean, they were, and it was cool, but it wasn't like, you know, it wasn't, like, official. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, in terms of, like, you know, science classes and English classes, I mean, they're just as good here as they are at a four-year university. But I think that there's just more specialty, maybe, in university. So, like, say I wanted to take a, I don't know, like I was saying, that media composition class, and it's not offered here, but it's offered at a university. So I think there are just more classes offered at a university, but, you know, not knocking Pierce at all. All
right. So you've got the degree, you've graduated, so you've kind of completed it. What was the, when you were studying for a big test, since this is a study show, what were some ways that, like, you would study or you would complete your homework? Did you have any, like, tricks?
Let me think. I mean, you did say it at first. When I was here, I took a physical science class. Everyone has to take something like that. And I had to, like, write things down. I can't just read it and then know it, mm-hmm. or I can't type it. Like, I need to physically write it on paper. So I did that, and then I'd, like, quiz myself. And then, I mean, for music classes, you just have to practice. Like, there's no way to, like, cheat your way to knowing something. You just have to be able to do it. So a lot of hours behind the old piano, but yeah, it was good.
That's great. Was it hard in the end when you're like in your last part of classes to like continue to pushing hard in school to try to get the degree, or did you get a little bit of senioritis toward the end?
I mean, I guess they like they keep you honest because you have to take certain things. I mean, there's some classes, like when I took the recording class, it's like it was intro to recording, so it's like if you never ever opened a track in Pro Tools before. And so it's like, because I do that, so it's like I knew exactly how to do it. So that class was like super boring because it's like, come on, I already know all of this, but you have to do it. But then, I mean, there's other things where it's something completely new. So kind of a mixture.
Okay. All right. What do you think is the best quality for someone to have who's trying to transfer and get a degree from a four-year university?
I mean, diligence. You just got to like get it done. Because if that is your end goal, then you don't want to waste time and, okay, say, like, you don't go to class or you don't give it your all and you don't pass the class. Like, that's the worst-case scenario. Because then you have to wait around and take it again. And so it's, like, wasting your time. And it's, like, they don't care. I mean, it's not good for peers if their students aren't passing, but it's especially not good for you because you're trying to get somewhere. You know, you're trying to get a move on. So I think persistence and diligence and just being motivated are things that you got to do if you're trying to get out of here.
Yeah. All right. What's some advice you can give to Pierce College students who are looking to transfer to a four-year university?
I would say if you don't already know what you want to major in, look into that, like look in their catalog, check it out, because just like me, you might find something that you've always been interested in. And yeah, I mean, just handle it and try and get there, because it's really fun once you get to a university. The atmosphere is a little different. Like my old school is like a little bit of a commuter school. I know Pierce is kind of like that. So you know, it's cool to just be on campus and like throwing a frisbee around with your friends and hanging out. So I think that's something to look forward to.
That's cool. All right, is there anything you'd like to add before we wrap it up?
Not really. I mean, I'm glad to be here and help you out with this, and yeah, I hope everyone graduates with good grades at the end of this semester.
All right, awesome. All right, that is all the time we have for today. I hope everyone enjoyed that episode of Study Busters. Thank you, Tom, for coming out today.
Of course, man. My pleasure.
All right, and to all those listening out there, thank you for making this a great semester. I'm your host, Mark Blaze from KPC Radio, signing off.